This afternoon's topic, how to win arguments, should be of particular interest to objectivists, since a large part of what we try to do in this movement is win arguments with the rest of society and convince them that we're right and that what we have to say is actually true and good. Our speaker, Carolyn Ray, is a philosophical consultant who helps people work through their philosophical problems using logical and ethical analysis. She received her PhD in philosophy from Indiana University. She's the editor and publisher of the resurrected Journal of Objectivity, Journal of Objectivist Philosophy. While she was at Indiana University over the course of her 10-year career, she taught classes in ethics, logics, and metaphysics. And she started each course with what she called, and I really like this line, a crash course on fallacy obliteration. So, Carolyn Ray.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Information on how to subscribe to Objectivity, I'll take money here, or I'll take it over the web, or by check. Just thought I'd get that in on my captive audience. Let me attempt to give you an example of some of the stuff that I've been putting up with over the years. I've been an objectivist more or less 15 years, and I know a lot of objectivists. I have a lot of objectivist friends. I like them very much, but man, they say some strange things sometimes. Example, this guy I'm arguing with. You hear these idiots going on and on about global warming and the end of life on Earth. They're just anti-capitalist, anti-achievement, anti-life bastards trying to use pseudoscience to back up their hatred of the human race. And I respond, what makes you think it's pseudoscience? There are a lot of scientists investigating the question, and there's plenty of data available. I've been meaning to investigate some of it myself because the rise in cancer rates really concerns me, and that's supposed to be connected to the thinning of the ozone. And the guy interrupts, look, there's no point. I couldn't tell you exact figures, but you don't need them. I know this much. It's been proven that global warming is just a hoax, so you don't need to waste your time looking into the data. Just read Bidnotto's article, The Green Machine. That'll cure your superstitions. Anybody ever heard anything like that? Sound familiar? Here's another one. One of my favorites, a recurring theme. Day one, he. All that we have in common, all of our highest values, all the things that are most important, you and I should be together. I love being your friend, but I want more. She. You're my best friend, but I'm not in love with you. I'm sorry, that's just how I feel. He. I know that, but I think that's because you're not fully appreciating what your values are. If I could just make you see, I am the right man for you. You're not being rational. Day two. He. Have you thought more about what I said? She. Actually, I have. I think I can make you see why this is rational. There are some important differences between us that don't matter for a friendship, but that would matter for a long-term romance. I'm looking for someone who's more like me. Our interests are so different. We have different priorities. You want to spend every holiday and Christmas from Christmas to President's Day with your parents. I want to spend them kayaking down the Congo. You want kids. I don't. You're a nice-looking man, but I'm still not attracted to you. You're just not the man for me. And surely you must see that I'm not the right woman for you. He. Those are just details. I can't believe that you would throw away someone so right for you on the basis of such trivial things. We could work that stuff out. You obviously still don't understand the role of principles in a good life. Now hopefully, those of you who are having romantic relationships with objectivists will get a little bit of steam out of this talk, because I know that when I was in that situation, you know, at first I had a little bit of trouble answering those kinds of objections. Now I don't. I've had a long time to think about it, so hopefully today's condensation will help you as well. So it's not just arguments against other people, in other words, non-objectivists, that I'll be talking about. I want to address arguments between objectivists and the kinds of, you know, problems that you might run into yourself in your own arguments, errors that you are committing but might not really realize it. In general, I don't think these things are being done viciously. I think they're being done accidentally, and there's a way to avoid them, and that is by studying fallacies. There are other kinds of reasoning errors that I will be addressing today as well.